T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we're talking about, there's a couple in LA, and I don't know if they're doing this to try to get famous, because so many, at this point, everybody's like wants to be a Kardashian.
Notice me.
They live in LA, and they've seen Bohemian Rhapsody in the theater 24 times.
In the theater?
Yes.
24?
Yes.
Why?
They say the movie takes them away from reality just long enough. They say it goes by so fast. They never look at their watches. They just think it's a awesome thing. One of them's a 2-time cancer survivor. So they're like,
oh, okay.
So it helps her deal with life in general.
Okay. That's cool. 24.
I got to know, like, when we were growing up, there wasn't the internet.
No.
There was video games, but not to the level video games.
Right, primitive.
So our main source of entertainment was either the television.
That's true.
Or going to the movies.
In fact, dude, going to the movies was kind of an event. And when I was a kid, the family, you go out to dinner and then you go to the show.
Did you dress up?
Yeah, we dress nice.
Isn't it weird to, like, I don't want to get off on a huge tangent, but like, I'll go to restaurants now and go, I just want to walk up to tables and smack people in the head going, did you know you were going out tonight?
Right.
Take the sweats. Just put on pants, fool. Yeah,
the uncouthness of...
And look, you're going to a chain restaurant, go for it.
Right.
You know, and not, I don't even want to say that because there's some great.
There are some nice, middle, up to upper scale.
I've said this before. You and I have gone to, what's the name of the Brazilian place?
Rodizio.
The other one, the one in Stapleton. Oh, God. Texas de Brazil.
That one, yes. That.
You go in there. It's like tracksuit a palooza up in there. It's like, that place is not cheap.
And it's nicer. Yeah, I'll
dress up
just a little.
Anyway, you're right. When we were young, we dressed up to go out to dinner, and then we went and saw a film.
The pictures, yeah, the film.
Did. How many movies when you were a kid did you see? Like, because you were rich, you had to be the guy who could go see a movie every week.
Yeah,
movies weren't released like they are now, so you'd have to go back and see the same movie over and over.
That's true.
What movies did you see 100 times?
I didn't. In fact,
you're rich.
I know. In fact, I think that first Batman movie came out. I think that's the only one I saw twice.
Not Christian Bale. The other ones.
Way old ones.
Who was it? I forget who was first. Was it Val Kilmer?
No, it was, what's his name?
Clooney?
No.
Who was before? Michael Keaton.
Yes, thank you. That one, I think I might have seen twice, but dude, no, I've never seen a movie more than twice in the theater.
Definitely not 24 times then.
Not even close. In fact, I don't know if I could even do... How about you?
The only thing I can think of when I was a kid was Star Wars. I saw Star Wars to me, I felt like a rich kid. I think I saw it like 6 times.
You grew up poor.
I spent all my money just going, because any friend would be like, oh my God, I'm going to go see that Star Wars thing. I'm like, I'm going with you. Because I loved it. Wow. So I just kept...
That's the first movie I ever walked out of. I remember I was like 2 and I got up. Threw my milk duds down and went on this movie.
Couple things.
What?
It was released in the 70s, so I'm pretty sure you were like 20.
Okay. No. 2. 4.
And I know for a fact you didn't walk out.
Yep.
You try to be so badass and be so anti-Star Wars.
Yeah, most pleasure I've ever derived in the cinema was when I got up and walked out.
Got up and walked out.
Yep. So I don't even know the back half. I don't even know what goes on.
You don't even know if they beat the Death Star or not.
Oh, there was a Death Star?
Oh, my God. The Death Star's in the...
I must have walked out a lot sooner than I thought.
So it's brand this crawler a long time ago in a galaxy. This is dumb. I didn't know I was going to have to read this piece of crap. Right. When? I'm not in school. You know what? Now I believe you.
See?
Up until that point, I was like, Steve's BSing me. Now I'm all in.
No,
I believe you actually walked out on it.
All
right, let's do this. Let's throw this up on Facebook. If you have, or text us, tweet us, whatever, any way you want. I'm wondering how many other people have done this. Like, now that I'm a grown-up, I've seen a couple kids' movies a couple times.
By yourself?
No, Steve.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I roll into Cars 3 by myself with fun-sized Snickers and hand them out. It's like a parade. I'm throwing Laffy Taffy at kids.
That's kind of the visual
No, I have children.
Oh, you took a couple of, okay. Like what, like the Frozen ones or those ones?
I did see Frozen more than once in the
Okay. theater. Like back to back where you didn't leave?
No, I'm not a thief. Oh, okay. You can't really do that anymore.
They come around and check on you?
Well, no, most of the theaters now are assigned seats, right?
Oh.
So you reserve your seat. You could try, but you like somebody comes in like, I'm an E4, and you're like, did it say E4? I must be an F4. And you go back, and then somebody's like, I'm an F4. And you're like, did it say F4? And then somebody calls the usher, and you're out.
That I can see that.
Yeah, you can't. All right, pro tip if you're planning on doing that.
Okay.
So you're in the theater,
okay,
and you know you're going to stay for the second one. Go in to buy tickets to the second one.
Okay.
Go into the app, and it'll show you G1 and G2 are available.
Look at you.
March your happy ass back there and sit in.
Dude, that's so simply clever.
I think AMC Theaters is on the phone. I gotta go be deposed. All right, if there's a movie you've seen a bunch of times, tell us what it is and why.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.